Hello again. This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. We got a busy show. Let's jump into it. Ameren Missouri is offering millions of dollars to help its struggling customers pay overdue balances. Ameren's Paige Selby tells Joey Parker why the company is doing it, and its qualified million-plus customers get involved.
We see the impacts on the financial strain that some families are facing due to inflation, higher energy usage in these hot summer months. And there is a wide variety of help available for families who are struggling, but we really saw kind of a gap between folks that are qualifying for energy assistance from state and federal sources, and then there's a gap for people that are still struggling, but they don't seem to be qualifying for that. So we created our Clean Slate program several years ago, and it's really geared more toward moderate income. It's available for anybody that makes up to 300% of the federal poverty level, which is about, for example, for a family of four, they can make $79,500 and still qualify for assistance under this program.
And is this money that's from Ameren, or is it any other taxpayer subsidies or anything of that nature?
It's both. It comes from Ameren as well as, you know, within our framework. So we geared this program really, as I said, to help folks with moderate incomes. But we've previously pledged over $5 million, about $5.4 million to this program. And this year we also expanded and set up a new fund specifically for natural gas customers. Mm-hmm. So customers that are eligible are anybody that has a past due balance. We used to require that they pay 25% down to have some skin in the game, and that was a kind of a participation requirement. We lowered that, where now all they have to do is come up with 10%. And I'll add that there are other grants out there available to help with that 10%. And then the Clean Slate program covers the remaining overdue sum. So it really gives folks an opportunity to start fresh, wipe out any past due balance. And then we have some other great programs like our Keeping Current program that is a payment assistance program that, as long as they make their monthly payment, it includes a monthly bill credit. So it reduces the total amount the customer owes. There's also weatherization assistance programs available, through the federal government. So we find that it's really easy to combine a lot of these programs and help people not only reduce what they owe now, but then reduce what they're going to owe in the future.
Does it also cover expenses, the fees and fines for being late?
You know, actually, we are going to waive those if anybody has had, problems with things like reconnecting, other fees that, you know, have added up on the account. Yes, it will cover those as well.
Okay. And you recently, last October, you got an approval for a new temporary rate increase in natural gas. That one didn't surprise me because of what happened out in Texas. And just for background, I think because of the infrastructure damage of the big freeze, it damaged pipes and infrastructure. Am I correct?
Well, and, you know, there's just been an increase in the cost of natural gas. So, and I think, you know, we're feeling that in the Midwest as well. And again, you know, we're just hoping to alleviate some of that financial strain that all families are feeling. You know, that's because of inflation and in addition to higher energy use.
And are we going to see an increase in electric this year?
We periodically undergo rate reviews, to look at what our current rates are and if there is a need to increase those. Or, you know, we've also had rate decreases in the past, but those are regularly reviewed. There's always an opportunity. There's always a chance that may happen. So.
And those increases spread over months, 12 to 36 months, and then do they sunset or do they stay as they are?
You know, it always depends on what the final settlement is based on. But, you know, again, that's why we always have this energy assistance available for customers. And I think, you know, too, in the past, a lot of people thought they wouldn't apply because of the income levels, especially at the federal and the state levels. But we've developed our own programs because we see that there is that gap and that there are more people than ever that need assistance. And there's also more money than ever available out there. So I really encourage anybody that's, you know, feeling the pinch, whether or not it's job loss or just inflation or other, you know, things competing for their hard-earned dollars, that they take a look at all the programs that are out there, because there's lots of money available.
Amarin's Paige Selby on Show Me Today. We are talking about the Clean Slate Fund. Is there anything else you want to tell me, Paige, about the program? And I'm sure our listeners could read more about it on your website.
Absolutely. I encourage them to visit our website, amarinmissouri.com/cleanslate, or they can call us at 800-552-7583. And yeah, I encourage them to call, to check out the website, because there are lots of programs available, lots of assistance available.
And you're working to make sure in these record hot days that are upon us and coming that people can get caught up, interact with you guys, as opposed to end up on a disconnect list.
Absolutely. We really encourage people. That's the one thing I would say is before it becomes a problem, you know, please run that air conditioner and then reach out for assistance before it really becomes a problem, because nobody should have to suffer during this time of year. Okay. Reach out before that balance is unmanageable, or, you know, or also before those funds are all exhausted. And I really think more people than they realize will qualify. You know, the one other thing I would add, Joey, is, you know, we also have our Keeping Current and Keeping Cool program. And the Keeping Cool program, for example, gives senior citizens $25 a month all summer long. And once they apply for it, they get it 2 years in a row. So, I mean, the message I keep trying to get out is seniors, especially, no reason not to run your air conditioner this summer. No reason for anybody to be uncomfortable.
Are you surprised sometimes how few people know about this?
Absolutely. I continue to be surprised. And as we talk to people, a lot of people say, well, I applied before and I didn't qualify. And I guess that's the biggest message too, is that the income eligibility has been raised. It's been raised for the federal and the state programs as well, but we've raised it even higher, and more people than ever are qualifying. They need to find out. They need to visit the website. And I think when they see a single household can apply, can make up to $38,640 and still receive this assistance. The family of four can make $79,500. We have that chart on our website so they can see, you know, the number of people in their household and the income requirement. They can make up to that amount. And, you know, through this Clean Slate program, 10% down just of what the past due balance is. And like I said, there is other money available to pay that if they don't even have the 10% down. And then the Clean Slate wipes out the rest of it. And then if we can put them on a program like Keeping Current, then that gives them a bill credit going forward. They can get up to $90 a month based on their income, you know, for a future bill for 2 years. So there's, and again, there's just a lot of people that don't realize that they qualify. So we really appreciate you helping us get the word out.
Sure. Amarin, Missouri customers really need to look at that website.
Absolutely.
We'll put a link to it on our website as well at MissouriNet.com. Paige Selby with Amarin, Missouri on Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.